This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing for a crucial pitch to the American people that he hopes will send him back to the White House for a second term. The president will speak on the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention, formally accepting his nomination to the conservative ticket, highlighting his record in office and charting a path for the next 4 years. The RNC has cast President Trump as the leader who will revive an economy ravaged by the coronavirus pandemic. His re-election has been largely overshadowed by the pandemic, which has killed more than 178,000 Americans and put millions of people out of work in the country. With just over 2 months before the November 3rd vote, Democrat Joe Biden is leading in opinion polls in part because of public discontent with President Trump's handling of the health crisis. The former vice president accepted his nomination to the Democratic ticket last week at a similar virtual convention. Follow our coverage of the events on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura crashed ashore of the U.S.'s Gulf Coast early Thursday morning, making landfall in the U.S. state of Louisiana. Forecasters have warned the storm, which was initially a Category 4, could push a massive wall of water 40 miles inland from the sea. The National Weather Service said the storm surge could get higher than a two-story house and could be unsurvivable. A New Zealand court has handed down a life sentence without parole to the gunman who admitted to killing 51 Muslim worshippers at two mosques in New Zealand last year. It's the first time a life sentence without parole has ever been imposed in New Zealand. The full story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News.